Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything because, gosh darn it, that takes effort and time, and we just don't like that. Here today with as my normal co-host is my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
You look like you gone done did yourself up, girl.
I don't have my hair in braids or frizzed out, so yeah.
You look lovely anyway, but just thought I'd point out that I see that you put in a little effort. You're beautiful.
Aw, so are you.
All right, Mom. Holidays of the day. Let's just jump in. We've got things to talk about today.
Dirty dishes day.
No dirty dishes day.
So go wash your dishes for your mom and dad. Or your spouse. Or your best friend.
Or just don't use your dishes today.
Use your dishes. Just clean them.
And you have some dirt. Yeah.
It's visit your relatives day online, I'm going to add, on the phone. Send them a letter.
I saw my cousin today.
Yay!
My cousin, we social distanced legally. I gave her my old car, so I got to see a cousin today.
Yay.
So that's a relative.
That's nice.
There you go.
And it's museum day. You can see a lot of museums online now.
Yeah, they have them all set up. You can see them online.
And Rachel, you'll like this. On the 20th is Rescue Dog Day.
Rescue that dog, girl.
You can still rescue dogs during this time. How would you do that, Rachel?
Some places are closed. Some places are open. Okay. So, what you do is you pick the dog by seeing pictures of it online.
Okay.
And some of these pictures online are pretty crappy, I'll just say, of the dogs. Like, you can't even really tell what the dog looks like. But this is kind of going on a tangent, but there is a TikToker who's a photographer, and she's bored. She can't go like photograph things. So she's been going to shelters and taking professional pictures of their dogs so that they have better photos to put on the website. And it's helping the dogs get adopted.
Good.
Because people can actually see what they look like.
Yeah.
And so like before it's like done on someone's flip phone. That
an instamatic camera.
Yeah, like through the cage chain link fence and like the dog's like in the middle of barking and you're like, what is happening? I remember looking at pictures when I was trying to get Snoop being like, I can't really tell what these dogs look like.
Yeah.
And I just went down there. I don't think I saw Snoop on the website when I went. Like I looked through all the photos and then I went in and saw Snoop and I was like, I don't remember seeing this dog. Whatever, that's the one. So there's a TikToker taking pictures. Anyway, right now you just kind of choose the dog online. You call, making it like say, this is what I'm looking for. Would this dog fit that? Always get a dog based on personality, not looks. Like if you're getting an older dog, just because it looks the part doesn't mean it's going to fit the part.
That's true.
Yeah. I think you call and you can either make an appointment if they're doing that or just be like, okay, that's the dog I'm getting. And you just go in and take it. It's quite fascinating how quickly they give you an animal at shelters. Like,
well, you when have I, to go through a lot of stuff though first.
Yeah, there's a lot of paperwork.
Places. Yeah.
But I remember I got Blaze from a rescue. So he was born in the shelter and then he was rescued from the shelter because him and his litter were about to be put down. So I got him from a rescue and there's a much bigger vetting process from the rescue than it was from the shelter. The shelter, they were like, you want a big dog? You want like pit bull mix? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh. And I was like, I have a pit bull. They're like, oh, okay. And once I said that, they're like,
yeah,
here, take all the dogs you want.
Can you take 20 of them?
Yeah. They were literally like, you can come back next year, make it a yearly thing. I was like, okay, calm down. But yeah, just call, make an appointment or just, you know,
good.
Do it. Good. Come on. Jump on in, guys. Jump right in. Just get them. Get the dogs or cats.
Or cats.
I also saw that it's HIV Vaccine Awareness Day.
Yes, it is.
So you can get a vaccine for HIV. And I don't think a lot of people know that.
I don't think they do.
It's also I Love Reese's Day.
Do people say peanut butter cups?
Yeah.
Reese's peanut butter cup.
Reese's. A lot of people say Reese's.
I say Oh, Reese's.
It's Reese's. I say Reese's.
Oh, now you got me thinking.
Reese's peanut butter.
Reese's. Reese's is how we say it.
Reese's. That I don't like that word anymore. Buy that word. I don't like it. Let's move on to the news. Yay. Shall we? Unless you had more days.
I have no more days.
All right.
Well, I hope I have a lot more days, but all of days. Same. No.
Same. Let's have a lot more days, Mom. So recently Adele posted a photo where she had lost a ton of weight. The internet went crazy about it. I just hope she's healthy and happy. But she kept getting compared to actress Sarah Paulson. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, oh my God, they look the exact same. And they kept comparing these two women. And finally, Sarah Paulson made a comment about it. She said, what I wish they were comparing was my talent to her talent and saying mine was as great as hers, which Aww. Quite honestly, they can't say because no one's talent is as great as hers, which is really irritating. And I was like, yes, that is the best response. That is such a woman empowering another woman comment. Like, let's stop looking at our looks and look at our talent. And like, she was like, she's gorgeous and she's talented. Like, I was like, she could not have responded in a better fashion. Okay, no one cares about this news.
Okay.
Except me.
All right.
Mary-Kate Olsen.
Oh boy.
Is divorcing her husband, Oliver Sarkozy, after 5 years of marriage. Now, she tried to file the divorce papers in New York, but they're like, sorry, only We're doing close. Emergency stuff right now. But apparently it has escalated to emergency because he is trying to kick her out of their New York apartment and she doesn't have anywhere to go. So she's like, I'm not going to, this is ridiculous. I need to divorce this man. So we think.
Well, I think she has options of places to go with that amount of money.
She was, her and her sisters were like the first billionaire kids or something combined. Yes, I feel this divorce is never fun.
No. And you don't know the whole story of anybody's divorce.
No. I mean, I've learned to say, like, congrats, you're getting out of that relationship you shouldn't be in. But that doesn't mean it's not hard.
Right.
But I've always loved her. I hope the best for her. Okay. My mom's and my favorite thing to do is to ask my nephew, Duncan, is Disneyland open? Because he is obsessed with the fact that Disneyland is not open.
Yeah.
But Shanghai Disneyland just reopened. So Shanghai Disneyland just reopened. They're only allowing 30% of their normal attendance to enter.
Does Duncan know this?
No, I was going to let you tell him. But everyone must wear a face mask and they have social distancing measures in place. But there are things going around where Disneyland was saying, like, we're going to reopen the parks, but everyone's going to have to wear a mask. You know, they're putting the new rules out. They're like, if we reopen, when we reopen, this is what it's going to look like. And the comments... Oh, the comments of all of the Karens and the Richards were like, how dare you? I'm canceling my annual membership if you're going to make me wear a mask. It goes against my constitutional rights.
Great. Then it won't be as crowded when we all go.
Right. But also, nowhere in the Constitution does it say you. And I've realized, and the notice people were also saying it, were these people angry when the no shirt, no shoes, no service rule came out? Were they up in arms about that as well? Because that's for sanitary purposes.
Yeah.
Like, you have to wear shoes and a shirt when you go into a restaurant because of sanitation reasons. Now you also have to wear a mask just for the time being.
Yeah.
So, like, how are they not getting that? Where's the brains? I can't find any. I haven't been able to find them. Mom. I've searched.
Sorry.
I've searched so long, so hard. All right, TikTok news. Ready for it?
Oh, I watched TikTok this morning. It was fun.
I love you. Have you started to go on the For You page and watch strangers? Isn't it addicting?
I have, yeah.
Have you been following farm people?
No, mostly babies that laugh.
I love you so much. Start looking for some farm stuff because I found a few farm people. Okay. I randomly follow someone that shears sheep.
Oh, and, fun.
Yeah, and like watching them do it. Like, there are good ones. I know there's some people that do it way too rough. Like, they make the animal bleed. But these people are like, we do it because they need it.
Yeah, they do need it.
We take care of our animals. And I really like that. I also follow a few people who are like bored, like a few housewives that were just like, I was bored, so I bought a farm. They just are trying to figure out how to farm and have a ranch and have animals.
I would so do that.
I would too.
I would so do that. My dream.
That's my dream too. That is literally what I want, is like a ranch.
Let's do it, Rachel.
My friend Wintling and I were talking, and we both at the same time sent a same text. We had not been talking about this at all. Like nothing, but we both randomly sent each other a text at the same time that was like, I said I want to live on a ranch and live off the land. And she said she wanted to live in a sustainable community that is just living off of the things that they grow. And right. We were like, how did we both send the same text at the same
amazing.
Time?
That's amazing.
So that's just my dream. I don't know why. I like working on the land. I like animals. I don't know how I grew up in a suburban area and now live in a city. But
wait a second.
Whatever.
How many animals did we have in our house, Rachel?
My God, we had everything short of a pig. I mean.
Oh, I would have. I would have had one.
I know. Pigs are awesome. Those little mini pigs.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're cute, man. They're smart as dogs. You can just train them like a dog.
Just like a dog.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Sorry. TikTok news. I was supposed to talk about TikTok news and we got distracted. So you know how YouTube had all those child laws, activists, people attack YouTube for a bit? Then they attacked Musical.ly and were like, you can't have kids under 13 sign up without their parents' permission. And there's a bunch of accounts that are under 13 that don't have parents' permission. So when TikTok bought out Musical.ly, they had to deal with all this garbage. Right. And so they're like, okay, we'll delete all of those accounts. And if anyone under the age of 13 wants to sign up, they have to get their parents' approval. And the child law people were like, great, do that. And they said, okay, fine. Well, now the law people are looking into it and they're saying that some of those accounts are still up. They never got deleted. And the rules they have in place to get the parents' approval isn't strict enough and kids can just fake it because it's basically just like you check it. Yeah. And I'm like, it's the internet. Like, what do you want these parents to phone in to TikTok and like be like, yes,
I give my child permission.
This is my license number. This is my social security number. Here's my child. I just like your kids. If your kids have free reign of the internet, if you give your kid a phone and say go, they're going. It's not going to be safe no matter what.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And I'm really glad there are laws in place and people trying to keep kids safe. But if you just give a kid the internet and you as a parent or a guardian don't monitor it, it's never going to be safe.
Oh, I'm so glad you say that. Remember how much I monitored what you guys did on the internet?
Was the internet around?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'd look in the history to make sure you didn't go anywhere you guys weren't supposed to go.
I had no idea you were doing that for me.
Yeah. No, I know. For all of you.
I did not know that was happening to me. Guess what? Never got in trouble for anything.
Nope.
I was basically just, I was on AIM with my friends, which is a chat. It was a chat thing. So I chatted my friends. I wasn't in homework. I didn't really do anything on the internet. It wasn't like it is now.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I could barely Google things back in high school.
Yeah.
it was actually difficult to Google back in high school for me. I had no idea you were doing that.
Of course.
I, as an adult, I'm glad you did. I would have hated you in the moment.
Yes.
If I had been doing something wrong and you caught me, I would have been like, how dare you? But you were doing the right thing.
And if you had said, how dare you? I would have said, well, you just lost your computer privileges.
Yep. Yep. I would have. I had a computer in my room. I had a desktop.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you did.
I couldn't like lay in my bed like all of the teens do now. They just like lay on their phones. Our phones weren't internet back in the day. Our phones were just text and call.
Mom.
And you could take a grainy photo.
And you could play Snake.
And you could play Snake, yes. But if you wanted to do anything, it had to be on your computer, which means I had to sit at a desk all day, all night, if I wanted to be on the computer or on the internet.
Now, back in my day.
Back in my day.
We played outside.
But, yeah, I guess you didn't.
No.
I didn't know you were monitoring me. I didn't know
yes,
at all.
I was.
Oh, that's how great of a kid I was in the fact that I didn't break rules because I didn't even know that was happening, which means I didn't get in trouble for anything. Proud of myself. I mean, I was an idiot, but, you know, I wasn't breaking rules.
No, you weren't. You were a good girl.
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah.
TikTok.
So TikTok. I got really distracted by the fact that you are spying on me and I didn't know. But yeah, like Jessica doesn't give her kids free reign of the internet.
No, 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 no.
If they want to watch a video, she watches it first.
They don't have cell phones.
They don't have cell phones.
They're also home.
Yes, they're at home. So they do have the luxury of always being able to keep an eye on their children. I know that is very hard for a lot of parents to do because you're not always there.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of parental locks you can have on now. Like, they're trying.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying you're a terrible parent if you don't monitor your kids. No. Not at all. I'm just saying the internet's never going to be 100% safe if a kids have free reign.
Yeah.
That's all.
In today's society, if you kids were young.
Yeah.
Am I saying that correctly? Anyway.
Yeah.
I would have the child stuff on your phone.
Yeah.
But I'd want you to have a phone because I'd want to be able to get a hold of you.
I got a phone as soon as I went to school. Because I was homeschooled.
And you stuck it in your backpack and you would have gotten in trouble at school if they knew you had it.
I wasn't allowed to have a phone.
But I said, no, you're taking the phone.
Yeah, that's how weird time was.
Because if there's an emergency, I want you to be able to call and say, Mom, come get me.
I remember calling you and be like, I didn't have you sign this thing. And you said, sign it. Anyway, so I'm glad there's laws in place to help to protect children. I'm glad there's people who want to protect children. I'm glad there's privacy software. I'm glad all of these things.
Yeah.
But it's never going to be 100%. And I...
Right.
We should always strive for that, but just it's never going to be 100%. And fun news. It's not fun. I just think it's a good idea. A gaming accessory maker called Razer, so this company called Razer, is making mask vending machines to put around Singapore. And I think that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
I feel like we need more sanitary vending machines. Like,
I think so too.
Hand sanitizer, masks, gloves.
Yes.
Someone might be walking around and be like, you know what? My hands feel gross. I could use some of that sanitizer.
That's
beep,
right.
Beep, boop, boop, boop. Touch these gross buttons real quick. Get sanitizer.
They now all these push button things need to have this little mist that comes down after someone uses it
and
sprays a sanitizer over it.
Yeah. We drove past Yogurtland yesterday and it was popping. Like, people needed their yogurt. And I was like, I guess that's a sanitary place. Like, because there's not a worker, like, it's all made in a machine. They just open a bag and pour it in a machine, and the machine makes the yogurt, basically. And so I'm like, I guess it's not that unsanitary to have, you know, whatever. But then Matt was like, everyone is touching every single one of those nozzles. I was like,
dang, the public does it?
Yeah, the self-serve.
Oh, yeah, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's gross. You're right. That's nasty.
Yeah.
He's like, everyone's touching them all. It's like, okay. This is exciting news.
Okay.
Eric Stocklin.
Yes.
Got a TikTok, y'all.
Yes, he did.
I doubt he will ever post on it. He did one video. Well, Colleen did one video. Let's be real. His video is Colleen filming him and then Colleen talking. But the video's
cute.
Up. He has a TikTok. So that just made the world a little brighter, if you ask me.
I have a TikTok.
You do? Well, I mean, you have to scroll, but have you posted?
No, what am I going to post? I should just post
your
a picture of my chickens.
Chickens? It's not pictures, it's videos.
Oh, okay. You'll have to tell me how to do it.
I want to live with you so bad. I would make you a social media queen.
I don't think I want to be in the social eye.
No, you don't.
I couldn't handle it.
My friend Kelly is getting her master's in nutrition. She's going to be a dietitian for people with diabetes. But her class, or like one of the main things, is like they're like, you have to work on your internet presence. Like, you have to have a brand. They're like, you have to have a website and a brand and like an Instagram or a TikTok to go along with it. Because that's just what the world we live in. If you want to be known, or like... people, like, if you're interviewing for a job, they're like, well, they look into you. So you kind of have to have a brand nowadays. So she started an Instagram, like a nutrition Instagram, diabetes Instagram thing. And she's like, I don't know what to post. So I'm like, all right. So I came up with like 10 different concepts for her. And she's like writing them down. She goes, okay, I'm going to take all these pictures and then I'll sit on it for about 2 weeks and then I'll decide to post.
She's
just not in her to like be a social media person.
Yeah.
It's hard. So It's weird. It's a weird time. But because of TikTok, rollerblades are making a comeback. Roller skates. I'm sorry.
Oh, I like rollerblades.
I know. Sorry. I meant roller skates. Roller skates are making a comeback right now.
Roller skates are fun too.
I've noticed as the years go on, technology and electronics keep advancing, but everything else just kind of keeps getting recycled. Like,
you know what I want them to recycle?
What?
There's this game called Jakara that I had when I was high school age, and it's a ball. Mm-hmm. And there's this, it's attached by a string to this weight, really heavy. And you put it in the middle of the street and you'd hit it like with a racquetball racket, not a tennis racket, but a racquetball paddle thingy. And it would go wham, way, way across and then back to you. You could either play with somebody or by yourself. They don't have that anymore. Now they have.
So it's like tetherball, but on the ground.
Yeah, but not, it was like a rubber ball, like the size of a tennis ball, but it was rubber, not that fuzzy stuff on the outside.
Okay.
So I've looked up and you can get them like on eBay, but they're ridiculous and they're old, so they're not gonna work.
Well, we could make but one,
have,
can't we?
Well, they have tennis ones to practice your tennis thing, but it's not the same because the tennis balls go flat. And
well, can't we make one?
The same.
I mean, you're making me want to build.
Hey,
I mean, you have to send me a link of what you're talking about because I'm not fully grasping it. I'm more of a visual learner.
Okay.
But
that's okay to be a visual learner.
Oh, I know. The most important thing a lot is not how you learn, but to know how you learn.
Yes.
That's it. I'm a very visual and like do it myself. I have to feel it, see it.
Now I have to write this down. Jakara.
See, my family is obsessed with lists because we all are visual. Have you not noticed that we're all kind of visual learners?
We
all do lists so we can see what we need. We can't just think it. All right. Jakara. Right. Jakara. Anyway, the roller skates are making
roller
a comeback.
Skates, yes.
We're so everywhere. Woo! Roller skates. Yeah, because there's a bunch of people who are really good at roller skating and jump roping who have all just made TikTok accounts and they're good at it. It looks cool. And so people are like, well, I want to do that. So people are trying to do it now.
Good.
I've never been able to roller skate. I can roller blade.
Yeah.
But roller skating is hard, man. That's hard.
It's a good workout.
Yeah. Oh, I obtained this knowledge and I thought I'd let other people know. Mazda. I've always liked Mazda cars.
That was my first car.
A Mazda?
A Mazda with a rotary engine. Yeah.
Wow.
Back in the day, yeah.
Woohoo. Well, my recent car was a Mazda 3, and we now have a Mazda Miata, and I just gave my Mazda 3 away, but I really like Mazda. But Mazda's doing it where if you are a healthcare worker and you need an oil change, doesn't matter what car you have, you can just go to a Mazda dealership and they'll change your oil for free. And you don't just have to be like a doctor or nurse. You just work in the medical field, like as a janitor of a hospital or like the cafeteria workers at a hospital. Anyone, if you have a hospital badge, a medical badge, you can get a free oil change, which is great because that's the last thing they need right now is their car to explode because the oil is old or whatever happens when your oil is bad. So that's cute, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the worst news of the week, the one that's like,
okay,
really? There's a TikToker. I did not learn his name because I didn't really want to say it. But he decided to pull a quote-unquote prank on a subway full of people in New York. And this prank was just dumping a giant tub of cereal and milk all over the subway car. That's the prank. Ha ha ha.
No.
How is this a prank?
It's not funny.
A prank? Listen, I've never been for pranks.
I don't like pranks.
My family hates pranks. I pulled one prank on my dad, I think for my channel. And it was, we tricked him to eating spicy food. And it made my mom laugh so hard that she peed. That was what the prank was for.
Well,
was to get my mom
like
to pee.
Every day. So.
I know. Kind of my goal in life is just to make my mom pee her pants. And torturing my dad is a way to do that. When you're married as long as them, seeing the other one get a little torture just kind of makes you feel happy. So, but pranks, I feel, I'm very against pranks, but pranks are like you've tricked someone into something, like you've tricked them somehow. Ha 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 ha. And then it's like you kind of laugh at them. And then once they realize they've been pranked, it's like, oh, ha 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 ha. Like It's a trick, basically. How is pouring a tub of cereal and milk on a subway car a prank? What's the trick? That's just, hey, look at me be a giant piece of trash. Like, and then if you look at his other videos he has, he's just cut out the nose and mouth hole of a mask and just goes up to workers at restaurants and stores and just gets in their face. And they're like, sir, step back. Whoa. He's like, what? I'm just asking you a question. Like, this guy's just like a dickweed, man. Like, I don't know what his problem is. Grow up, dude. It's not funny. And he's clearly doing it because, one, he's just...
attention.
He wants attention. That's all it is. Is he wants attention, good or bad. And that's another reason I'm not saying his name, because I'm not going to get... like, I am talking about it, but he just strives... he just, like... be better. Like, grow up. Like, you can be an idiot kid or whatever, but you grow up at some point. You're in, like, your 20s or 30s. I don't know what you are, but, like, this is the time where you... stop being a little butt-faced, dude. Like, what is the... these people are essential workers, tired on a subway, just trying to get to and from work.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going out partying or something, and you're just pouring milk and cereal and then causing other essential workers to come and clean up your... That's not good, but it's like, just, I don't understand people. Like, why do they think that's okay? Other people that need to grow up on TikTok are the people that participated in the autism challenge, which was acting like you're someone with autism while dancing to a song.
So wrong.
So grow up. Also remember, that's whatever disgusting. You put on the internet will always stay on the internet.
Yep.
And that's going to follow you the rest of your life. So just remember that.
So I need good footage of the chickens, Rachel.
Good footage, yes. But in case those people participating didn't know it was wrong, maybe they've never been taught that that was wrong. Because apparently there were also parents involved in these. So in case your parents, your surrounding, the bubble you live in has never told you that that's wrong, I will tell you.
So wrong.
That's wrong. It's time to grow up and change your way of thinking about that. Look at it from someone else's perspective. That just made me angry. Okay, next topic. I just got so mad about that. I forgot to look this up. I was going to do a segment, things you wanted me to talk about, but I don't have much to say on the matter. Natasha asked if we heard about the UFO crashing in Brazil. I forgot to look it up. Apparently a UFO crashed in Brazil.
Shall I look it up?
Can you look it up?
Sure.
Okay. We'll go Actually, no. I'm going to say something
keep
I learned.
Keep talking about something else because it's going to take me a while.
I should have looked it up, in all honesty, Mom. Okay. I have a new segment called What I Learned on TikTok this week. Because TikTok is just so much. It's just so much knowledge. And it's where I spend all of my time now is TikTok. So much knowledge there. But I learned that when a grocery store asks you to round up for charity or to donate to charity, the money goes to charity, but the grocery store claims it as their donation to charity so they can get a tax write-off for it.
Oh, interesting.
So they're using your money, acting like it's theirs, which it is because you gave it to them, and the money is all going to charity. At the end of the day, the money's going to where it needs to be. But this just seems like a scammy, shady business thing here, that they're getting tax write-offs and being like, well, we donate $1 million to this charity every year, when they're not donating. We the people who have nicely given money, you know, because why not? Like, that's rude. I've personally like, well, I'm just going to donate straight to charities from now on, because I don't like that. Did you look it up, Mom?
I did.
Okay.
But anything I find is from 1996, or there's a book about a UFO crash in Brazil from Amazon.
All right. People, tweet us what's going on, because I didn't look into it. Natasha, what you talking about, girl? What you talking about? All right. You want to move on to some questions, mother?
Let's go for the questions. Ready.
All right. Sarah says, what keeps you entertained during quarantine? Mom, what's entertaining you during quarantine?
My chickens.
Yes.
My dog.
Mm-hmm.
What keeps me entertained? whole life. We've been going on long, long walks. That's very entertaining.
Okay, that's good. All right. My dogs have kept me entertained.
Sewing,
that's a good one. Sewing. Yeah. Okay. I don't sew, but I have been spending all my time on TikTok.
That is entertaining. I'm finding that to be entertaining. And then you go, oh, it's been a half an hour. Whoops.
Mm-hmm. So my work is normal. Actually, it's a little more than I've been doing a little more work than I need to. But so that's obviously keeping me busy, but entertained my dogs and TikTok for sure.
For sure.
Love is Love asks, how's filming outside situation going? Okay, so for 2 weeks straight, I was trying to film a video outside, but a new neighbor, like every 3 days, was doing a new project outside, so I couldn't film outside. I finally filmed outside, but looking back at the footage, I was so stressed about the fact that noise was going to happen that the footage is terrible. Like, I'm rushing through everything so fast because I'm just like, I was doing it in the middle of my neighbor chainsawing down trees, and they would do it in intervals. So I was like, okay, got to do it real quick while the chainsaw's not going. And I'm going to try and edit it to be funny, but just know the raw footage is the most boring, like unfocused, weird thing I've ever filmed. So that's how it went.
They're getting things done, Rachel.
I know. So I can't be mad at them for it, but
no,
it's like,
they're getting things done.
I got to get things done too. And it requires you to be quiet. Millie asks, do you think you'll be able to see each other like Gwen and Colleen are seeing each other? So my mom and Colleen have decided that both households will go into quarantine for 2 weeks, and then my mom can go visit my sister.
Let's explain that a little further.
Go for
it. No grocery stores, nothing.
Yeah, locked in the house except for their walks where they do not come in contact with other people.
And that's even masked.
Yes. So they're being very strict. Both households are being very strict for 2 weeks straight so that my mom can go visit, because Colleen and my mom both need a hug. I don't think I will be able to quarantine myself that much.
Oh, I want you to so bad.
But Colleen and I.
A Rachel hug?
I know. My hugs are the best. There's no comparison.
I told you. You build one of those things so that I can hug you through one of those plastic.
My mom wants me to build a plastic wall.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, but Colleen and I have been doing yard hangouts where I either go and sit in her backyard, or the other day I was dropping something off at her house and she's like, I want to say hi. And we just sat a good 10, 15 feet away from each other, 15 probably, in the front yard and just chatted for an hour. Like, that's what we've been doing. So I'll be able to see my mom and talk with her, but I'm not at a point where I'm safe enough for them. So that's all.
You're a sweetheart, Rachel.
But not sweet enough to completely quarantine myself.
Or build me a hug machine.
That would require me going to Home Depot, Mom, and that's not a place I want to go right now. I'm only going to the grocery store and pet store.
Amazon or Home Depot that you can do online, PVC pipe, plastic, duct tape.
It's not going to be the same. It wouldn't be the same. You know it. Millie asked that. And then now Juan Miguel is asking what my final thoughts were on Smile Direct Club. So I think 2 years ago, I decided to get a Smile Direct Club, which is like Invisalign for my teeth. And I never really gave an update. I'm done with it now. I finished. It was fine. I went longer than it needed to because I started only wearing them at night, but it didn't fully straighten my teeth. They're way better than they were, but they're not as good as right when I had my braces taken off. Does that make sense? So it's better, but it's not perfect. It was cheap. It was very convenient to be able to do it on my time and not have to do appointments. So if you just have a small, like, few teeth that are a little off and it bugs you, I see no downside. It does hurt, but I was used to the pain because I've had braces and retainers. But apparently if you have like huge,
Mislined teeth.
Yes, that's the word. Mislined teeth. Apparently it's not as helpful as you'd want it to be. So
go to an orthodontist for that.
So go to an orthodontist. They have a lot of options there too. It's not just the metal brackets that they used to have. They've got a bunch of different stuff.
I miss those little tiny rubber bands, Rachel.
Oh man, those rubber bands. Snoop, stop trying to eat Post-it. Sorry. I dropped a tiny Post-it and Snoop kept trying to eat it. I know, but it's almost dinner time for you. Cheyenne wants to know what's on Gwen's tray.
Oh, I'm very boring today. My phone. Same. Mm-hmm. My tea.
Love it.
My inhaler.
Always. Sorry, I haven't been as funny to make you use it.
My laptop. And my laptop is sitting on a pile of Life is Fred books.
Life is Fred?
They're little kid books. We read to the grandkids.
Oh.
And they're from the Life of Fred, and they're just fun little books.
Those are cute.
So.
All right. Pretty
good. That's what's on my tray today.
Emily asked, if quarantine / COVID was a color, what color would it be? I say it would be puke green.
Sure.
Puke green. No one wants it. Doesn't go with anything. It's a question of why. Snoop, get out of the... Snoop's... Okay, last question, because Snoop is starting to eat things. Adopt a Ballinger asked me if I ever figured out who the mysterious dog vomit was from. So there was mysterious dog vomit and then diarrhea in my yard. I couldn't figure out which dog it was from. It stopped, and now I know for a fact Snoop is having diarrhea. Don't know why. I think it's because he ate a hot dog that was on the side of the road yesterday.
Oh, no.
I was walking him, and he's a dog that's like, he only stops if he smells something really good or he has to pee or poo. He pretty much stays with me and goes my pace the whole time. So when he does ask to veer off, I let him because he's a really good dog on walks in the neighborhood. You take him out of the neighborhood and he starts pulling like crazy, but that's my own issue. So he pulled off, and then I realized I like let him do it. And then I realized he ate something. I was like, what was that? And then he chomped down again, and I pried his mouth open and shook, and a hot dog bun came out. So I'm pretty sure the first bite was the hot dog.
Oh no.
So
that's not going to set well.
Now he's having diarrhea, but I don't know who the mysterious vomit and diarrhea was from the first time around.
Oh,
but he's getting pumpkin today and tomorrow, so he'll be okay. All right. That's all of the questions, the info, the news. All the things. That's it. That's all I got.
We didn't play a game.
First word, banana.
Yum. Oh, I was sitting here. I thought my brain said 50 questions and you said banana. I'm like, well, she told me what it was. How am I? Okay. Oh.
And that's the best game we ever could have played, Mom.
All right. Great. All right.
Do you want to try first word real quick?
Okay.
Okay. We did it. We did it. We did it.
We did it. We did it already.
All right. I love you, Mom.
I love you too.
And we love you guys. Mom, do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.